Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, everyone, this morning, and everyone who is connected with us this morning. We welcome you. Thank you for being with us. And there's nothing like being in the house of God. Amen. So praise God. Church, this morning, if you will open your Bible with me as we get into the Word. After the message, we'll take communion also. If you'll go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29. Hallelujah. How's everyone doing this morning? Amen. Bless. First Samuel chapter 17, verse 29. And the word of God reads, "And David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause?" I'm going to read that once again. "And David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause?" Many are familiar with this passage in the Bible, David and Goliath. It's a beautiful, powerful passage in the Bible. I mean, it just shows us the faithfulness of God. That when one really trusts the Lord, God never fails. Doesn't matter how hard it might be, the situation. It might seem something impossible. Because one thing that the enemy always tries to do is he tries to put a stop to God's children. He loves to bring confusion, discouragement, and anything that want to make someone not to believe that God is with them at the moment. And when you read 1 Samuel chapter 17, the Bible speaks that this Goliath, and I'm not going to get into details, it was just, he was a giant. Man, he was a giant. And the Bible says that he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel. Notice it says, the armies of Israel. And said to them, why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? And then he says, choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me. Man, so he's challenging them. Amen. And when, as you read on, the Bible says, he continues to, he says, if he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. And as you read, everyone was afraid because he was a giant. Everyone ran away. But as I will continue in verse 29, I like David. David, I mean, he's just a young man. He's simple. But we're going to see that he trusted God. He had faith in God. Now, the Bible says, and David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? If I would ask you this morning, is there not a cause for you to fight for? Amen. And the Bible says, verse 30, then he turned from him towards another and said the same thing. And these people answered him as the first ones did. But notice that, see, how many know that there is power in your words? Amen. There is power in your words and what we say. Now, this was not easy for David. But notice how David speaks. Amen. Because many times the easiest thing to do is to speak anything that is contrary to what we know or what we believe in the word. And it says, verse 31, now when the words which David spoke, he spoke, and then it says, were heard. See, it's very important that what we speak, people what? They hear. Amen? What we speak, people hear. So when what they heard, they went to Saul and reported to Saul everything that David had spoken. And it says, and he sent for him. They sent out for who? For David. Notice that it says, and he sent for him. And verse 32 says, then David said to Saul. Notice what he says. Because you got to remember again, everyone is afraid because of Goliath. Amen? But how many know that there's always someone, or should be, that will speak up and says, you know what? We can handle this. Amen? Yes, it is possible. Amen? There's got to be someone that's going to say, you know what? It is possible. It will get done. We're not going to back down. We're going to march forward. Someone has to speak up, church. Amen? And David, when he's there with Saul, now Saul, he's the leader, amen, of the army. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. He's speaking of who? Goliath. And then he says, your servant. I like that. Notice he didn't give no big high title. Amen. He didn't pull out his greatest credentials. All he said, David said, he says, your what? He says, your servant. Are there any servants here this morning, church? Amen. He says, your servant will go. See, when you serve, what do? You go. When you're a servant, you serve. When you're a servant, you go. And he says, your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. You got to, but what? You got to have what? A cause. What are you going to fight for? Church, what are you going to fight for? And he says, your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Now that's crazy. Because nobody believed in who? In David. I don't know if you got that. Nobody believed in David. You know how many times in life people, you know, some people will not believe in you. Amen? Because maybe you're not, you know, you're not qualified. Or maybe you don't got the titles. But let me say this, church. David, all he was a servant. Amen? He took what? He took care of what? Sheep. Something that nobody wanted to do, but David was willing to do. Now get this. So, you know, he says, your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul, he must have said, okay, well, a servant who's willing to face this man, this giant. And Saul said to David, because first, look what he tells him at first. He says, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. For you are," look what he says, "a youth." How many know in the church that age doesn't matter? Amen? "Well, you know, Pastor, I'm 90 years old and I think I should get that position." Chill, no, take a seat. But he says, "You are a youth and he a man of war from his youth." So now he's telling him, look, he's a man, he's young, he's been a man of war since he was a youth. And in reality, you know, David, he did not qualify. Amen? He didn't qualify. But verse 34 says, "But David said to Saul," how many know that when you know what you got, when you know that you got it, that you've been through things, that you've seen the hand of God in your life, when you've seen how God has delivered you, how God has given you breakthroughs in life, you know the God whom you serve. Amen? See, you're not going to speak just because. You're speaking out of experience with your walk and your relationship with God. And he tells them. He says, "David said to Saul, your servant," there's that word again. He says, "Your servant used to keep," there it is, "his father's" what? "Sheep." Amen? "He tended sheep. He fed sheep. He protected the sheep. He made sure that the sheep were well off." And notice what he says. "And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock," the Bible doesn't say, church, that he left it alone. He didn't say, "You know what? I can't do nothing about it. You know what? I'm just going to go home back to my father with my brothers. Watch Sesame Street." No. He didn't leave it at that. Amen? He didn't just say, "You know what? This is it. This is too hard. I can't." But the Bible says, "And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it." Notice, church, I don't know if you're seeing this. Young David was a young man who was responsible. I don't know if you're catching that. He didn't say, "I went and got help. I went and called my dad. Or I called my brothers." No, David took full responsibility. Notice what it says. He says, I. It doesn't say we. He says, "I went out after it." See, church, listen. You got to take that step of faith and you have to go after it. Amen. He says, "I went out after it." And what did he do? And he struck it. Church, is there anybody here this morning that is willing to say, "You know what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And he said, "And delivered the lamb." See, not only do you go after it and struck it, now you got to do some delivery. "He delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it rose against me, I caught it by its beard." See, church, there's many times in your walk with God, you got to get aggressive with the devil. Are you hearing me, church? You got to get aggressive with the devil. You got to grab him by the beard and say, "You know what? Enough is enough in the name of Jesus." Yeah. And he says, and struck and killed it. Make sure he's dead. Amen? There's times you got to kill. There's certain things you got to kill in your life and your walk with God, church. Amen? You got to kill it. Don't just push it. Some just do pushing. No, you got to kill it. Kill that one thing that wants to take over your life. You know what I'm talking about. Tell your neighbor, he's talking to you. Then I love David. He tells him what he does, and then he says, verse 36, look at verse 36. Your servant has killed both lion and bear. That's some heavy stuff right there, church. A lion and a bear. And he says, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. Wow. Speaking words of faith. What I've done to a bear, to a lion, the same thing's going to happen to this uncircumcised Philistine, this Goliath. He's going down. Church, you got to get aggressive with your words. Amen? We have to believe what God says. Now notice, everyone else, the army of Israel, they are what? They are afraid. But not David. See, Romans 8, 31, 32 says, what then shall we say to these things? What then shall we say to these things? Notice the words of David facing Goliath. And the Bible says, if God is for us, church, you got to know that God is for us. He's not against you. You are a child, a son, and a daughter of the King. He says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Church, this morning, if God is for us, who can be against us? And then he says, he who did not spare his own son, God gave his own son, Jesus Christ. And it says, but delivered him up for who? For us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How many believe that, church? Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, also freely give us all things. How many know that God has every solution, church? Everything you need in life for your spiritual battle, for your walk with God, God has every solution. All because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can assure you that David, that's the reason he stood up, because he knew that God would provide what he needed to face Goliath. He says, and this uncircumcised Philistine, verse 36, will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Then the Bible says, verse 37, moreover, David said, the Lord. How important, church, is to put God first. Amen. He says, the Lord. He didn't say, me, he says, the Lord. He says, the Lord who delivered me. See, how many here this morning can testify of how God has delivered you from so many things in your life? He says, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear.
Look what he says. He will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Church, God, the same thing that God did yesterday, God's going to do it today. God's going to do it tomorrow. God is going to continue to deliver you from the Philistine because God is with you, church. But you got to believe it. You can't stay quiet. You got to say it and believe that God will deliver me.
David was just testifying. Basically, David gave Saul his testimony right there. How many know that your testimony is powerful, church? Because nobody can tell you it's not true because only you have experienced it. How God has come through in life, how God has supplied things in your life, how God has given you breakthroughs, how God has healed you, how God has done the impossible, how God has done what no man was able to do. God was able to do it. God gave you favor. God gave you grace. God blessed you. God, you know, restored you. Oh, who did it? Only God was the one who did it. And so when Saul, he hears this, he told David, go. He says, and the Lord be with you. Saul must have said, you know what? With everything you just told me, brother, just go for it, man. There's no doubt that you know that God is with you. Amen. That's why it's important, church. Listen. That's why it's important what we speak, what we say around our children, around the church, because it will get contagious. Amen. If I would stand here and say, you know what, church? We're going nowhere. We're going downhill. Amen. This church is never going to grow. Amen. Guess what happens? Well, I guess pastor's right. Look, we're not never going to grow. Amen. But no, church. You got to believe. God is doing something. God is doing something. See, that's what the Bible says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. It says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Church, you got to be so humble. I got to be so humble that we depend on the Almighty God. This is not about me. This is not about this is about God. That God is with us. God is with you, church. Amen. God is with you. He says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. And then the Bible says, see, there's a reward when we humble ourselves before God. It says that he who, God, may exalt you in what? In due time. David was humble enough. He says, you know what? God's been with me whenever I took care of sheep. And whenever a bear, a lion came through, God would deliver me. He was humble enough to say, you know what? Yes, I did work with dirty sheep. Nobody wanted that ministry. Nobody wanted that job. But whenever I was serving in that ministry, in that job, God was with me. God blessed me. And whenever a lion or a bear came, God delivered me. And now he's testifying to Saul and telling him, Saul, tell him, you know what? Just go for it. And when you read the whole passage in the Bible, you're going to find out how God gave David victory over Goliath. Exactly like the word of God says, that he may what? Exalt you in due time. See, God's going to exalt you, church, in due time. When you think it is impossible, with God, all things are possible. And that's why he says, the verse says, casting all your care upon him. Give all your care, church, to God. Why? Because it says he cares for you. I mean, think about it. Whatever I'm facing, God is telling me to cast my cares not on man. He says, on God. Why? Because he cares for you. And you've heard me say, but the translation, when it says cast, it means to throw. Throw it.
Handle it. Give it to the Lord as ASAP,
as fast as you can.
Why?
Because he cares for you.
Don't forget, church, God cares for you. But the devil is a liar. You know what he'll tell you? Don't give it to God. He ain't gonna help you. You failed him. He's gonna drop the ball. But all I know is that God never drops the ball. Amen? With God, we never lose. And if I was you, church, give it to God. Because he cares for you.
Then he says, be sober, though. He says, be sober.
Think clearly. Think right. Be vigilant. Watch out. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion.
Notice it says that it walks about like a roaring lion. It doesn't say he is a lion. It says he walks about like a roaring lion.
Seeking. Look, he's seeking. Church, the devil is seeking whom he may devour. See, the devil with Israel, the army, the Israelites, he was what? Seeking. To what? To devour them. And he did in a certain way with what? With fear. They were afraid. They were scared, church. But church, I'm here to tell you this morning, give it to the Lord. And the moment you give it to the Lord, the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, be wise.
You know, sometimes people make this error. Well, I already gave it to the Lord, you know. I just, you know, God gave me the victory. God blessed me. You know, everything's good. Everything's back to normal. I'm going to step back. I'm not going to read the word no more. I'm not going to pray no more. I'm not going to worship God no more. Look, I got a raise. A lot of people do that, church.
That's why he says, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour.
Hallelujah. Are you guys with me? I'm about to be done. I'm going to finish already. Praise Jesus. And it says, and I'm just going to read this verse. So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. And David fastened his sword to his arm and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. Amen. David wasn't rude, but he found out right away, you know what, this is not for me. Amen. He's not being prideful. He's not being arrogant. He was just being sincere. You know, this is not for me. And no doubt David knows that God is with them. And I want to finish right here. We'll continue next week. Be who you are, church. Amen. Be who you are. Be who you are in the Lord. A man of God, a woman of God, who fears God. Amen. We're not followers, we're leaders. Amen. We are examples. Amen. We do what God says. We don't try to fit into something that we're not. Or people try to put on us. Amen. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And notice that he told them, Saul told David, go and the Lord be with you. Right there, just right there, that's enough right there, church. Hear me. Go. In other words, take action. Don't just sit there. Don't just stay there. Go. Take action. Number two, the Lord be with you. The Lord is with you, church. That's more than enough right there. I mean, because we can say all kinds of stuff. Yeah, one day. How many of you hear those people? One day. Or we're going to do this 3 months, 4 months, and nothing's happening. Just go. Go. And the Lord be with you. 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God. How many know that you are of God? Little children, and have overcome them. See, you are of God and you are an overcomer. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And church, this morning, let us be a David. Let us take full responsibility. Amen. Do your part. Take full responsibility that God is with you. Amen. Don't wait on no one. Do it right, but don't wait on no one. Do it in order. Do it correctly, but don't wait on people. Obey your calling. And I'm done with this quote. Hale Elrod, he said, the moment you accept total responsibility for everything in your life is the day you claim the power to change anything in your life. But you got to take responsibility. And watch what God is about to do this year, 2024. Church, please stand this morning.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.